podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
It's always good for people of our generation to hear that something is going to happen to us for the first time in human history.
Ah.
Because there hasn't been a lot of that, you know?
There hasn't been like a once in a lifetime sort of gear. No, like, certainly not weather events anyway.
No, unprecedented.
Yeah, once in every 150 years.
Yeah.
Again? 3 months.
Okay.
Only. Yeah. Oh, God.
Seems to be happening a bit more.
Yeah.
And so does this. I mean, we hear it from time to time that a rare colossal size asteroid is on course to fly by Earth closer than what...
You're a colossal size asteroid.
Closer than our satellites are to Earth.
Ooh.
And they're saying, hey, don't worry about it. But what we've gone and done is we've named it after the ancient Egyptian god of evil and destruction. Oh. Just to set the tone.
Yeah, that's right.
Of there's nothing to worry about. Okay?
Okay.
It's Apophis, which is A-P-O-P-H-I-S.
Okay.
Apophis.
Yeah, cool.
And, yeah, look, I mean, that doesn't instill much non-anxious vibes into my body.
Yeah.
I'll say that. But this thing is believed to span about 375 metres.
Mm.
And just to put it in perspective, the Eiffel Tower is 330 metres.
Right.
Whereas the tallest building in Geelong is the Miramar Apartments on Cavendish Street there.
Mm.
And they are about 69 metres.
Oh, so that's pretty big.
So it's, does that put it in perspective for you?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Pretty big. And they're like, yeah, I'm sure it's all good. It's a once in a lifetime thing. But look, we'll call it the God of Chaos, God of Evil, God of Destruction. We'll move on with our lives. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Okay.
It's also going to light up the night sky. April 13, 2029,
okay,
which happens
right.
to be a Friday.
Cool. Fun.
Friday Great the 13th.
Timing. Oh, is it?
Friday the 13th.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
It's threading the needle.
Nothing.
It's going between it's the satellites and Earth. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just grazing Earth.
NASA, just grazing.
Yeah.
NASA said asteroids of this size fly by Earth only every few thousands of years on average.
Oh, okay.
So it's likely that an event like this has not happened at any time in recorded human history. What do the dinosaurs think about that?
I was just going to say that.
Is it one of those ones?
Have to say about it.
Just because in recorded history, were the records all blown up? That's all I want to know about.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Yeah.
That's... Okay. Well, it's the first time since humans have had the technology to observe it. That's what they're saying. Look, thanks.
Yeah.
Let's just keep this in the you don't need to know basket.
Mm.
With everything else that's going on at the moment. You know, let's keep it light and bright.
What is it? 2020? We got like at least 2.5 years before we have to worry about this. So let us focus on the shit show that is the world right now.
I thought you'd say we'll be dead by then.
Hope not.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Just quickly, with the apps on your phone, do you have them sort of sorted and organised and sort of placed in groups and that kind of thing?
Are you
one of those people?
Yeah, I do, but I'm also not someone that has like them in fun widget areas or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Like
Carly reorganised hers maybe like 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And so now it's all in like... subcategories and all this stuff, and it's all, and it's just it like that seems like a lot. But on the flip side, mine, where I just if I download an app, it lands where it lands, and then I know where it is. And
I have 7 pages to scroll through.
That's a lot. What have I got? One, two. I've only got two.
Oh, you've only got two.
I've only got 2 pages.
I've got 7.
I do have some subcategories. I've got one called stuff. That has 15 pages of just apps in there.
I've got medical.
You've got a medical section.
And then I've got a fitness one. Visit that often. Okay,
great. No, honestly, that's the good because this is where I'm going with it, right? Mm. So a lot of them I don't use anymore, okay? Or not anymore, but, you know, you download it for one thing and then it doesn't sort of, you know, what like ChatGPT. I mean, what even is that? So
I have a witch one.
You have a witch subcategory or a witch app?
No, witch subcategory.
You do, oh, man.
It's like how I discover plants and my crystals and whatnot. Anyway, I use those from time to time. And the moon. What's the moon doing today?
A subcategory for the moon or that's in the witch category?
No, that's in the witch category.
So you've got, hang on.
Uber Eats also in there because I get hungry.
Oh, look, I've conjured a Big Mac. Witchy poos.
Yeah.
Man, there is so much to unpack there. There are like a lot of apps that I just download for one thing and then I don't sort of, or
anything
I don't
you got a passcode on or?
I don't know.
Because some people have like apps that look like some apps, but they're actually not.
Oh,
they're actually
yeah.
other apps.
Yeah, I don't know what this one is. Grindr. What is Grindr? Where's is that how you say it? Grindr?
Yeah.
Anyway.
With that.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Okay, that's not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I'm just looking to buy a pepper grinder. Okay, so all jokes aside, got a few apps that I don't use anymore, and there's some that I only use at certain times of the year, and particularly the NBA, right? So the NBA app.
Here we go. Any excuse to talk about it, and you've weaseled your way in. With 3 minutes of preamble. Go on.
Game one of the playoffs for my team, OKC, the Thunder, is happening right now, okay? But so there's been a bit of a build-up into the playoffs, and I've gone. Do you know what? I haven't watched for a while.
Mm.
So maybe for like 4 or 5 months it's been that I haven't watched through the app and through the login, right?
Okay.
Because I share the login, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm a little bit afraid.
No, that's okay.
But I'm mostly not afraid to admit that I share a login.
Yeah, can't do it on KO anymore.
Oh, really?
They've stopped that. Thanks, guys. Mm. Appreciate it.
So the NBA app. So it's my mate's login, and it's been that long that I went to go and log in over the weekend, and I was like, should I, do I not? I've actually thought about it like maybe a handful of times over the last fortnight, and 4 out of the 5 times I finally got to actually the point of opening the app on the weekend, because every other time I went, it's been so long. I don't know the password, I don't know the login, it's too hard.
Yeah.
And I realised that there's a lot of stuff in my life that I do that to where it's about, it's been so long, but particularly the apps. Like I work around it. I model my life.
Yeah.
I live around. I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long.
Retrieve password. Who's got the time?
Too much work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I got around the Great Ocean Road on the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I love spending money locally and having my little holidays and my getaways right here in our beautiful towns because they need it.
Mm.
Rising fuel costs and, of course, you know, when all those cars went into the ocean.
Yeah, there was that.
There was all of that. And you know what? It's fine now. It's fine. Cleaned up.
Oh, yeah.
All good.
Well, I went to Y and that was brilliant. We had that was like, what was that, 6 weeks ago now?
Yeah, exactly. And so I went to Lawn.
Yeah.
Went through Kennet River, Y River. I won't tell you all the towns I went through.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know,
what other ones? Just are you
few.
Looking at a map?
Anglesey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Aries. Anyway, and on Saturday we went to Toddy's.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy took me to Toddy's.
Fancy.
Very fancy. And, it was a great time.
Someone's
mate.
Getting lucky to know.
Well, maybe.
The food's delicious. I mean, that's what I meant. What are you talking
When you're
about?
Full of burrata, though, I mean, who's got the time? But I did have a...
I don't know if that's it for me today. I reckon maybe...
Okay, let me tell you though.
How much longer is there left in this show?
So we had a couple of nice hours at lunch, right? So we had burrata, we had kingfish, we had the wood fire pizza bread.
Yeah.
We had two pastas and we shared it.
Yeah.
Great. And then we're like, should we have dessert? No, we'll go for a walk down Lawn and we'll go and get an ice cream at the end there.
Lovely.
Right. So anyway, as we're walking, now I have to tell you this. I know Lawn has a dress code, and so I didn't really know that we were going, Toddy's has a dress code. I didn't know we were going to Toddy's, so that's fine. I mean, it's not like you have to, you just can't go in there in shorts and singlet and thongs, I guess.
No.
But I had my socks and my Kmart versions of my Birkenstock clogs on, right? And so I was, they're not the best for like walking around with because it hurts my feet.
So you're clogging your way around.
I was clogging my way around town. Anyway, as we left the restaurant, I'm a couple of wines and a Bellini down and I'm having a good time.
Recipe for a twisted ankle.
Right. And so I'm walking and this is serious. There was a woman who had passed out on a bench. Okay.
Okay.
And a group that was also at Toddy's and left the same time we did. Yeah. They were gathered around her and there were a couple of people. And I said to Jimmy, I'm like, oh, God. So we walked up and we're like, hey, do you need anything? Like, do you know sometimes you see people who are helping and you don't want to kind of go over and add more?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? But also they might need help. So I was like, oh, do you need a hand? And this one lady said, go to the pharmacy and see if you can get a defib. I'm like, Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. So I quickly shuffled once again in my clogs.
Clogged your way over to
the pharmacy.
Chemist.
And they're like, no, we don't have one, but there's one 500 meters down the road at the hospital. I'm like, oh my God. All right. I'm ready to run.
Yeah.
So I started running and I called Jimmy because he stayed back there with the crew. And I'm like, I'm going to have to run to the hospital. And he's like, try the surf club.
Oh, great idea.
Smart. See, this is why we go together.
But also, But also, why is he doing the run? Why are you doing that? He's clearly the athlete.
I know, but I just started, mate, and I was on.
Yeah.
So anyway, so then I'm running across the road to the surf club.
Yeah.
It is so hard to run in clogs. I was like, do I take my shoes off?
You should have.
Do I run in bare feet?
Yes.
Anyway, so I'm like, excuse me, pardon me, running, going, and I couldn't, I'm not fit at the moment, but I couldn't stop because I'm like, oh my God, someone needs help.
Yeah.
So I ran, tried to open the doors of the surf club, couldn't, okay, ran around the front. And you know me, in a stressful situation, the brain stops working a little bit. Found the defib, opened it, grabbed the defib, and I'm running in my clogs, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, so you have to go uphill a bit. So I'm just like, I don't care what I look like. I don't care.
Mate.
I look like a moron. Anyway, called Jimmy and I'm like, hey, come across the road so that I can pass this to you so I can get to her quicker because I'm struggling, right?
Yeah.
And so he comes across the road, grabs a defib. She didn't need it in the end, but an ambulance did come.
Yeah.
And, you know, bless them or whatever. And everyone around, God, nurses, you are amazing.
Absolutely.
Like nurses in the wild when you see them doing their thing and doctors in the wild
like
where they're
Saturday
like.
Saturday night at piano bar.
Seriously. And it's, but it's like.
Oh, no, you got helping people.
Helping people.
Yep.
I had one nurse sitting there and she was, you know, checking her pulse and her eyes and doing all the things and another nurse holding her legs and everything. I was going through the lady's bag. There was a 20-year-old there with a sick bag, like one of those ones you put over your mouth.
Yeah.
And I said, why do you have this? And she's like, I'm 20. I'm like, oh, amazing. Yeah, because they party. And she's like, oh, I've got these in my handbag all the time.
Wow.
For when the girls get on it. And it's like, hey, going to be sick. Don't worry.
Mimosas.
Vomit bag, right? I really hope that this woman was okay. You know when you kind of, you help a situation and then they leave and you don't know what happens. You don't know.
Yeah.
So I hope that she was okay. But it was just like after the three drinks, the pizza, the burrata, the clogs running. Mm. After that, I was like, oh, okay. And Jimmy's like, you probably don't want an ice cream now. I'm like, no, I do.
Don't deny me the ice cream. I'm a hero. See how I ran? I ran.
In clogs.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie say thanks.
For the first day back at school, good on you guys. Back to it.
Yep.
Another journey awaits. An adventure. Yep.
Get to see your friends again and stuff.
Exactly.
Unless, of course, you've had play dates with them over school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You're very lucky regardless.
So lucky. Mm. We love school. We love school holidays as well. And my friends had quite the time. I was over their house in Lara.
Mm.
Sorry, I didn't pop in for a visit particularly on this day because I just had had enough of you. But I was at my friend's and...
Hurtful.
You were just at my house the night before.
Right.
So anyway, so I was at my maid's house and her beautiful gal was sitting on a stool and likes to sit on the edge of it. She's been told time and time again, don't sit on the
side of the stool. Sit like that on the edge of
the stool. Yeah, well, the legs flipped out and the stool went in the wall. So
a
couple of holes in the wall. And I mean, who amongst us haven't had a hole in the wall?
Yeah.
In a fun way, we're asking, how'd you get that hole in the wall?
Yep. 52232955. Matt from Kerr Lewis. G'day, mate. You excited school holidays are over?
Well, fortunately for me, my youngest is 17, so it's not such a big deal.
Oh, right. You've done your time.
The whole, I've done my time, plenty of it, three of them. So my hole in the wall story is a hole in the door story.
Oh.
When I was younger. So I was chasing my sister with a broom. Don't ask me why. I can't remember that far back.
Yeah.
And we had an old house with a really long hallway down the middle and a door each end. And I was shooting after her with the broom, poking her in the back with the broom. She got through the door at the other end, slammed it behind her. And the end of the broom went straight through the door all the way to the actual brush part of the broom. And all of Mum and Dad's door from the lounge room was 1.5 metres of the broom handle poking through the door.
They would have been pretty stoked about that.
They loved it. Yep, I hit the door behind because I was hitting a fair bit of pace behind me. So
just misjudged the whole thing.
Exactly. Yep. And of course, it wasn't my fault. She shut the door.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
No, standard male.
Sister
behaviour. Standard male.
Bloody sisters every time. Chantel's in the Corio. Chantel, how'd you get the hole in the wall, mate?
Oh, well, I had a couch delivered. I told my daughter to just leave it there. Yeah, like I'll help her when I get home. But no, she thought she'd bring it inside. Now I have a hole in the roof because the leg went through the roof.
Oh.
And it's still there too. And it's right in my light globe, like. And then I had three couches stuck in my lantern.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, that's like really handy. Now I've got to get one out. Like,
so she was trying to do a good thing.
Yeah.
So you kind of can't be angry at her, but you also told her don't. So.
Yeah.
How strong is your daughter?
I know.
she's 16 now. And she was 15 then. But yeah, she's pretty strong.
just throwing a couch around.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.